The Visitors Information Center is open again. Salmon Sisters Trunk Show continues at Lee's from 9:30 to 5:30. The Little Fisk Derby is happening at 10 o'clock in the morning, and that's at the North Harbor. The Festival Committee and multiple businesses sponsor this popular event, and ADF&G lends a hand to, and young anglers will have a chance to learn about catch and release or to hook a fish dinner.
Okay. And people new to the community, anyone, any young child can participate in that? And,
right.
Okay.
There's no charge. Just remember your life jacket and your fishing pole.
Okay. Great.
And registration starts at 9:30 for that.
And that's down at North Harbor.
North Harbor.
All right. Coffee Hoos, another popular event from 10 to 1 at Sons of Norway on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Yummo. Get your butter and love on.
All right. And that's followed by, of course, the Claussen Museum is open that day from 10 to 5, and the Hoos Fleet are open throughout the day. Women of the Moose Beer Bits to go on Main Street, and there's an Anacapa Open House out at Dock Street from noon to 2 that day. And just moving through many events here, of course, Keto's Cave Beer Garden and Viking Jail open throughout the day. It's going to be a beautiful day, we can hope.
Yeah, that's our hope. That's our hope.
Beautiful weekend. And also the Harbor Bar Beer Garden opened that day. And then Geppetto's Junkyard that's the first showing, I think, of the puppet group at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Yes, that's at the Wright Auditorium. And the title is Travels in the Belly of a Whale. And the Geppetto's Junkyard is from Haynes. They're a puppeteer group. And the Mitkoff Mummers are sponsoring Geppetto's Junkyard this year, and it's a rollicking Viking tale. Tickets are on sale at Miele Gallery. The doors open at 12:30 p.m. for the first of three showings of Travels in the Belly of a Whale.
Because they're also on at 7 o'clock that night, so two chances on Saturday to see them, and then again on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Right, at the Wright Auditorium.
Of course, Christina Cabrera plays again 7 o'clock Saturday night as well. And there's also, we should mention, the Little Norway Festival pageant. Can't forget that. It's from 3 o'clock on the Saturday afternoon.
Right, and that's in the high school gym. Enjoy Petersburg's rich multi-ethnic heritage through music, drawings, award presentation, and the featured festival dancers. Can't miss those. State and local dignitaries will greet the crowd, and we're going to celebrate.
All-you-can-eat shrimp feed is an option for eating on Saturday afternoon, 4:30 to 7 o'clock at PFI Cookhouse, and that goes to the boys and girls basketball teams. There's lots more on Sunday, too, to mention as well.
Right. You can still see the Racy Stedman Elementary School art around downtown, and at 8 o'clock to 11, the annual festival Pancake Breakfast, St. Catherine's Catholic Church at 3rd and Dolphin. And it's a hearty breakfast as you ease your way into the final day of the festival.
And the people can worship at a church of their choice that morning. And then, of course, Claussen Museum, it's your last chance to view the art share, 10 to 2 that day. Visitors Information Center is open. And then the very popular Rotary Club Seafood Bake and Barbecue is at noon that day.
Right. Starts at noon. Ultimate meal of grilled salmon, rockfish, black cod with the works on the side, all while visiting with friends. Fabulous Frederick Sound right there.
And, it's out at Sandy Beach.
Right. And find out who won the Chamber of Commerce raffle tickets sale, or raffle ticket drawing, rather. Okay. And that's for Alaska Airlines tickets or cash or gift certificates to the Chamber.
Okay. And there's a Bloody Mary bar at the Harbor Bar that day if you are just getting going at noon.
Absolutely. And at 2 p.m., there is a couple things happening. Territorial Homes Slideshow, that's happening at the Fire Hall. And at 2 p.m., a concert of Scandinavian music. Petersburg Lutheran Church is the place where you can take that in. And it's presented by the Petersburg Piano Society. And then at 3 o'clock, your last chance to see Geppetto's Junkyard Travels in the Belly of a Whale.
Okay, and that rounds out the schedule.
It does.
All right.
Yes, and thank you to everyone who makes this festival possible. There are hundreds of people that do, and we're grateful.
All right, and get out there and enjoy.